Hello everyone, my name is Idris and welcome to my podcast. On today's episode, we'll talk about COVID-19, the scourge and its implication. Labeled as a black swan event, the outbreak of the novel virus COVID-19 has had a detrimental effect on global healthcare system with a domino effect on aspect of human life as we know it. With the World Health Organization WHO declaring the COVID-19 outbreak as a global emergency on January 3, 2020. Governments around the world, in an attempt to curb the spread of the virus, have enforced border shutdown, travel restriction, and quarantine. Also, businesses have shut down, sparking fears of an impending recession and economic crisis. We will talk about the socio-economic impact of COVID-19, focusing on education, healthcare system, the sports industry, and the social impact. In education, COVID-19 has affected all levels of the education system, from preschool to tertiary education. Different countries have introduced various policies, ranging from complete closure in some countries to targeted closure in some for all citizens except children of workers in key industries like the healthcare workers. Additionally, over 100 countries have imposed a nationwide closure of educational facilities. It is estimated that close to 900 million learners have been affected by the closure of educational institutions. While the intention of this closure is to prevent spread of the virus within institutions and prevent carry to vulnerable individuals, these closures have had widespread socio-economic impacts. It has also had a significant impact on childcare costs for families with young children. The COVID-19 pandemic has also caused challenges for healthcare system worldwide. In particular, the risk to healthcare workers is one of the greatest vulnerabilities of healthcare system worldwide. Considering most healthcare workers are unable to work remotely, there is also the need to test healthcare workers and for them to work with caution as they are at risk of contacting the virus from one of their patients. Shortage of equipment and low number of ICU beds and ventilators have also exposed weakness in the delivery of patient care. In the sports industry, COVID-19 is also having a huge impact on sporting schedules, as some of the world's largest sporting events come to view in 2020. Football's much anticipated Euro 2020 tournament has been postponed, while playoffs are played behind closed doors. The International Olympic Committee was committed to staging the Tokyo 2020 Olympic this year without delay. However, they have now made the decision to postpone the game to 2020. In a similar vein, the Australian Formula One Grand Prix has been postponed, with Bahrain and Vietnam opting to cancel their fixture until further notice. These are but a few examples: golf, tennis, athletics, basketball, cycling, boxing, and ice skating fixture have all faced cancellation and delay in an attempt to curb the spread of the disease. Inevitably, this will have a significant financial burden, the gravity of which has yet to come to light. Lockdown and social distancing measures to prevent spread of COVID-19 have heightened fear of increasing level of domestic violence, which includes physical, emotional, and sexual violence. The concentrated time spent in lockdown means that vulnerable people are more exposed to abuse and it is more difficult for them to seek help. In addition, a significant impact of COVID-19 pandemic has been seen within the video gaming industry, with many individuals self-isolating or remaining at home under strict governmental regulation. Online gaming has seen the emergence of record numbers of players, which has facilitated a boost in revenue for many companies. Conversely, negative impacts include cancellation of the annual and major event E3 2020, alongside the rescheduling of popular esports league in the gaming industry. The pandemic has also added to the increasing number of unemployed people, as they can no longer afford to keep as many workers as they do due to the low patronage or no patronage of their businesses by individuals. With fear of a new recession and financial collapse, an ecosystem that encourages entrepreneurship is needed so that those with robust and sustainable business model can flourish. Goodbye everyone, and remember the guidelines for the prevention of COVID-19. Stay at home as much as you can. Wash your hands regularly and keep a safe distance while you are outside.